Okay. I let myself into your apartment. I hope that's all right. I've been worried about you. You haven't answered my texts. You haven't returned my calls, and no one has seen you for days. Are you okay? I know you're sad. That's why I'm here. I came to comfort you, to hold you and make you feel better. Why? Because you're my best friend and I care about you. That's why. Can I lay down in bed with you? Okay. Yeah. I'll just snuggle up behind you and be the big spoon. There, does that feel nice? I'm sorry that you're hurting. Is it okay if I stroke your head gently? Thank you. You know, it's okay to be sad when you lose a close friend. You're allowed to grieve. It's a healthy way to deal with bereavement. No, it doesn't make you weak. It takes great strength to allow yourself to be vulnerable. Yes, real men do cry. There's no shame in it. It's okay if you want to cry. I'm here for you. I'll wipe your tears and I'll hold you close. I'll stay as long as you need me. Shh, it's okay. It's okay, you can cry. There you go, let it all out. Yes, I know it hurts. Let it all out. I'm right here. Here, turn around and put your head on my chest. Let me kiss away your tears. There you go. Do you want me to rub your back? Okay. Shh. It's hard to imagine right now, but you're gonna be okay. No, you don't ever have to forget them. You just remember the good times and keep them in your heart. What are you doing? Where did that come from? No. I'm not upset. Are you sure you want to do this? Do you feel ready to take this step? I mean, I wouldn't want you to have any regrets. I mean, you're very vulnerable and in pain right now. I would never want you to feel that you're being taken advantage of in your time of grief. We can stop at any time if you don't want to continue. I want to ease your pain. Make you feel loved. Tell me, what can I do for you? Do you want to kiss me again? You can kiss me again if you want to. I just want to make you feel better. I want you to feel better. Why don't you lie back and let me make you feel good? Why? Because I want to. Because I care about you so much. Is that okay? I can stop if you don't want to continue. take your shirt off. You're so beautiful and handsome. Do you want to see me with no clothes on? Yes, I can take them off for you. Stay in bed and I'll get up so you can get a good look at me. I want you to look at my naked body. Do you like what you see? Do you like my body? Thank you. Just lay there and let me take care of you. Let me take the pain away for a little while and make you feel good. Would you like me to take your pants off? Okay, I'll dim the lights and make you a little more comfortable. Just like that. Okay. Just lift your legs a little bit. There you go. Okay. And now your underwear. Me. Your chest. Your mouth. My warm body feels so good against yours. Are you enjoying what I'm doing? Tits are pressed against your chest. My pussy is pressed against your cock. We can stop anytime if you want. Are you sure that you're okay with what we're about to do? I want to make love to you. I want to take away your pain, even if it's just for a short while. Yeah, you want that too. Okay, we're gonna go slow. I'm gonna gently guide your cock into me. Let me wet it with a little bit of my mouth. My pussy. That beautiful, warm, wet feeling around your manhood. It feels so good to have you inside me. I'm gonna start moving back and forth so I can feel you sliding in and out of me, okay? Oh. so wonderful. Let me... Does it feel good to you? Oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? Did I do something to upset you or turn you off? It's okay. It can happen to anyone, especially if they're going through what you're going through. Just relax. It's okay. I don't mind, and no, I don't take it personally. I'd like to try to get you hard again if you'll let me. Okay. Can I put my mouth on you? I'd love to feel you getting hard in my mouth. You're already starting to respond. Relax and let me do everything. Does that feel good? Turn around and put my pussy on your face so we can pleasure each other at the same time. Eat me. Yeah, eat my pussy. Oh, eat my pussy. You're making me so wet. Fuck yes. Oh my god, that's turning me on so much. You wanna fuck me? Yeah, okay. I'll get on my back and spread my legs for you. I want you inside me. Inside me, using my body for your pleasure. Let me make the hurt go away. Fuck your pain into me. Oh. Do it. That's it. Make love to me. Just like that. You can go faster if you want. Do whatever feels good. I'm here for you. Oh, yes. This feels so good. I feel so good. I'm so close. Please keep doing that. Please don't stop. You're gonna make me come. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Come with me. Please come inside me. Please come inside me. Come on. Together. Okay. Oh.
I'm going. Yes. Come with me. Come now. Let it all go, baby. Yes, baby. Yes.
Hey friends, it's a Vegetable Manager 45 epilogue, as I do. This has been a fantasy post created by, for, and about adults. When I sigh, it's because I'm trying to get down from the high of making something, or just the feeling that's a flush of my body when I have an orgasm. It feels really good. Even if it's with an invisible person. Because, I felt this person. I think we've all been next to someone who is hurting. I wouldn't say I've fucked them. I can't say I've done that before, but I imagine this scenario is so close to someone out there who hurt it and is hurting or has lost someone because this fucking pandemic. You know, different things, right? We've all lost different people, maybe. Or maybe you think it's a hoax, you know. If you do, please don't listen to my audios. Thank you. I know too many people in healthcare. So, if that's you, move along. This is not your voice actress. Wow, I got political there. Jeez, Ruthie. No, bottom line is, my kind of life philosophy is be kind to others, so I suppose if you want to listen, you can. You don't have to agree with me that the pandemic really has happened. Did you know that the odds of you getting killed in a car crash are 2.5 times more likely in a single week than if you have gotten a vaccine and a booster, fully vaccinated? You're about 1 in a million likely to die from COVID. So there you go. I did get political and I'm not even ashamed about it. There's some math. There's some data for you all. Don't make me put the stats, but I will if you want, you know. I will quote my source if someone requires it. Okay. For the writer of this, I hope it is a balm to you for the person that you've lost. I know this, we've talked about it, this script means a lot to you. And so I'm really happy to help bring it to life. One of the many voices, I'm sure, because it's a very beautiful script and it's really the first chance I had that I could make it in a quiet house with, some privacy. But it was pretty. Made me feel things, and that's why I make audios. I like feeling things. There's a lot of things I could identify with as well. Just holding someone close and kissing while they penetrate me. That sounds more crass than it is, but that's a beautiful feeling of just feeling desired and wanted and loved and safe. Oh, fuck. Safe. Yes, please. It's a good feeling. I mean, there's definitely room for the other kinky stuff, true, but there's something so sexy about being with someone you care about and who you feel safe with. It's beautiful. Okay, I'm not going to ramble anymore on this one. Thanks for listening, and have a good rest of your day.